deslizar en recuerdos quietos. Y en balas rasantes que matan.
Doing super well. This is Mia Rose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back to the show. I'm very happy to be back with another week. Sebastian just reminded me earlier on his show that just happened that we will not be back. Well, at least I also will not be back next week because I will be going back home to Miami. But in the meantime, today we're going to be listening to a lot of awesome music. Actually, today's theme is a very interesting theme. It's a weird one for sure. Well, not weird, but I think those of you who might know me a little bit wouldn't think that we'd be listening to what we're going to be listening today. Today's theme is metal. Rock, the Spanish rock, metal, Spanish metal, heavy metal, hair metal, everything, alternative, rock, metal, everything. Bands from Spain, Mexico, Argentina, we're going to be listening to. So, very excited. There's some definitely weird, we're even going to be listening to some folk metal. The next band that we're going to listen to is called Mago de Oz, like the Wizard of Oz. But in Spanish, and the song is called Fiesta Pagana. And you would not expect the song to take the turn that it takes. We're going to be listening to them a couple times today. Next up, and then pretty much like towards the end of the show, we're going to listen to a couple songs. One song that is like 11 minutes long. Definitely a trip. So I'm excited to play all this music for you guys. Let's listen to the rest of Entre Caníbales and see you guys soon.
llegas a fin de mes y la Santa Inquisición te invite a confesar. Por eso, amigo, tú alza la voz, di que nunca pediste opinión. Si es verdad que existe un Dios que trabaje de sol a sol, ponte en pie, alza el puño y ven a la fiesta pagana en la vera y beber. De la misma condición no es el pueblo ni un señor. Ellos tienen el clero y nosotros no. Para los tuyos si no es muy gordo al abad, si su virgen viste de oro desnudará. Como van a ser el fiel ángel que va al calvario, si no hay cárcel ni tumba para el canto libertario.
Hombre en pie, alza el puño y ven a la fiesta pagana en la vela y de beber. De la misma condición no es el pueblo ni un señor. Ellos tienen el clero y nosotros nuestro sudor.
Thank you.
So, the band that we just listened to, Eruca Sativa, the band previous to this one, they were kind of like the main inspiration for the show today, aside from I actually had a dream a couple nights ago that I was in the studio, in Studio A, and there was a really crazy surround sound system, but my dad was here, and things weren't working in the studio, and I was freaking out that it wasn't, that everything wasn't working and that my music wasn't playing. It was hectic, but my theme for that day on the radio was metal, funny enough. So two things inspired me. My dad put me on Eruca Sativa, which if you guys do a little bit of your own research for the name of the band, then you'll find out, but that's something I can't speak about on air. And that dream I had. But yes, that is basically why I wanted to do a metal show today. I also feel like it's like a genre of Latin rock, like a, you know, a branch of Latin rock that isn't really appreciated as much. I think it's, you know, more appreciated in like the Anglo music industry, but not necessarily, yeah, in the Latin music industry. So I guess just bringing to light some of these bands that maybe you would have never known about, like the one that we just listened to, the one that I was talking over, it was this band called Los Crudos, and they're super small. They were formed in the 90s, based in Chicago, originally from Mexico, like a whole thing. And I didn't even know much about these bands until I started listening to them this weekend when I curated the playlist. So yeah, just bringing up more bands, bringing to light more bands that maybe, you know, you weren't familiar with. So let's listen to some Rata Blanca with their song Aún Estás En Mis Sueños, which is this one that we're listening to. And then coming up, we got De La Tierra with their song Somos Uno. Then Transmetal, or Transmetal, with their song Killers. And I'll probably be back and talk a little bit after that. So, see you guys later.
Oh, Sabes que vas a
know that if my mom's listening, she's probably freaking out a little bit. She always says that heavy metal music or like music like this or grunge, whatever, stresses her out. And valid, like it happens to a lot of people. Sometimes this very quote unquote aggressive music is very stressful for some people. But I gotta be real, and this might sound funny, but I used to, in middle school, I went through a really like emo phase. I think, you know, we all had that phase. And I would listen to this type of music to study and to read and to do my homework. But, you know, I think we all had that phase. Anyways, to tell you a little bit about heavy metal, it originated in the UK and in the States in the 60s, 70s. And yeah, it... sorry about that. My brain kind of went somewhere else. So the band Deep Purple actually coined the term heavy metal. They said it in an interview that they described their music as heavy metal thunder or something like that. And the term kind of just stuck. And everybody seems to, you know, say that Black Sabbath was the band that was the father of, like, the you know, creator of heavy metal music. But it was actually Deep Purple who coined the term. Guys, I've been writing a lot today. I've been focusing on my graduate school statement of intent, so pardon me if my words are a little bit all over the place. But another really interesting fact that I learned about heavy metal is that, you know, bands of the heavy metal genre used to, or still, put on these really, really elaborate shows, like very, you know, experience-based shows, because they did not, you know, they wanted to make up for their lack of radio time, radio airplay. So, you know, at least someone, WMFO, is playing a little bit of all types of music and brings more awareness to different types of music. So, those are some fun facts for you about heavy metal. Now, we are listening to Cuestión de Fe by Stravaganza. I'm not sure where they're from. They're from Spain. A couple of the, most of the bands that I'm playing today are from Spain. Which, you know, I guess geographically makes sense how heavy metal kind of got there too. But yeah. Let's finish listening to this song, and then after this we got Vuelve a Mí by QBO. So I think it's pronounced QO. Like, QO is a saying, like, in Spanish that's kind of like, what's up? So QO, QBO, QBO, kind of like, you know, shortened term, QO. Vuelve a Mí by QO, and then another Mago de Oz song called Molinos de Viento, and then Mirando al Mar by Warcry. And then another Mago de Oz song. So, very Mago de Oz packed. I'm very excited. But I'll be back in a little bit. So, enjoy.
Vuelve a mí. cambiaste, pero yo no lo creí. Es demasiado fuerte para
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
A veces siento el despertar, que el sueño es la realidad. Me de tantas sueños y te que el viento ha sido hecho para ti. Vive, escucha y habla usando para eso el corazón. Siente que la lluvia besa tu cara cuando te sé. Grita tan alto que de tu vida tú seas amigo, el único actor.
solo en esta celda, en esta fría prisión, condenado por extraños, espero mi ejecución. Yo sé que hoy moriré mirando al mar. No me hicieron juicio, no fue necesario hablar. Extraño en su tierra, el enemigo mortal. Yo sé que hoy moriré mirando al mar. Yo sé que hoy.
sé si exprimir el sol para sentir calor. Y dudo que al nacer llegara a creer que hoy fuera a morir. Na 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 na
I guess you guys can now kind of see why this type of music maybe wasn't fit for mainstream. Not because of, like, the content of the music itself, but mainly because of the length. This song, we are on minute 8 of this 11-minute song, but just some interesting facts about this band. So they, you know, originated in Spain, you know, they've run through so many band members, but yeah, they like went through a whole conceptual phase. They came out with an album, a rock opera album, similar to what's that album called? The Queen album, Night at the Opera House, something like that. Sorry if I got that wrong, but yeah, their rock opera album was named Jesús de Chamberí, which apparently told the story of Jesus returning to the Madrid neighborhood of Chamberí. So, whole thing, very conceptual band, and I wanted to read the list of instruments that they have. So they have, you know, drums, guitar, bass guitar, lead guitar, whatever, whole thing. But they also have the transverse flute, bagpipes, Castilian whistle, like whistle castellano, Irish whistle, bodhran, and the gaita from Galician gaita. It's like similar to a bagpipe, but originated in Portugal. But yeah, crazy amount of instruments, and I guess you can hear all of the crazy instruments that they have in the song, in this song specifically. It's such a trip. If you've been listening to the whole thing, then I think you'd understand. But yeah, next week is Thanksgiving week, and I will not be here. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks. But I hope you enjoyed the show today. Some heavy metal, folk metal, hair metal, everything metal music day. So yeah, have a great night. Oh my, great night, great afternoon, great night. It's already dark over here. Have a great rest of your day. And see you guys in a couple weeks. This has been Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are ending the night with another song by Eruca Sativa. So, yeah, enjoy.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this